This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am very happy to be back with you. I certainly am. And I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend. I hope you spent it with friends and family. I hope that it was relaxing in some ways. I hope perhaps you accomplished some things that you had set aside to do over the course of the time this weekend. I know that some of you worked. Of course, you know, EWTN is always working, right? So we had people, I know that we're working this weekend, and if you were working this weekend, I at least hope that your work environment was peaceful. So that's always a benefit too. We're always eager to hear from you right here on Women of Grace Live. So let me give you that toll-free number for you to use. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can call us here. It's toll free for you right here in North America, and we invite you to use that number. Now, we do want to hear from you if you're outside of North America too, so let me give you that number. It's not toll free, but we encourage you to use it. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. Again, that is country code 1-205-271-2985. We're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. There's a chat feature there. I'm encouraging you to use that chat feature. Put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement in there. We'll be only too happy indeed to retrieve that and get it up on the board so that we can address it. So all of those happy little things being said today so that we can be together, yeah, and have that holy conversation that we so like to have right here on Women of Grace Live. Again, that toll-free number for you is 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. It doesn't get any easier than that. So anyway, all of that being said, my goodness, I've had a very busy morning. It started off really kind of calm. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It didn't start off calm at all. It had a moment of calm. It had a moment of peace, and that was during my time of prayer. You have to be very careful what you pray for and what you say in prayer, because very soon thereafter, God gifts you with opportunities to make good on what it is that you said you wanted. Have you ever noticed that? I had a Protestant friend once who said to me, and I've shared this with you in the past, but it bears repeating. She said, "Johnette, don't ever pray for patience because God's going to give you tribulation." And I looked at her kind of strangely, and she said, "Yeah." She says, "How are you going to learn patience if you don't have tribulation?" So I prayed for a virtue today. Oh boy, have I been given opportunities to exercise it all through the course of the morning. And it's only, here where I am, it's only 10 a.m. So, here's the thing, and then you go, aha, the light bulb goes on in the head and you say, oh, I know why this is happening and this is happening and this is happening and time is getting crunched and there's five things that have to be done yet before I can go on radio. But there is a moment when I've got to be there in front of that microphone because the show is going to go live and it's a good idea to have the hostess there, right? So anyway, all of that being said, maybe you've had that kind of a morning. They sometimes do follow not only opportunities to practice what you asked God to help you to grow in during your time of prayer, but also, sometimes they follow these weekends where we're off for a period of time, it's only been 3 days, right? But still, that's enough time to kind of get into, kind of a lack lackadaisical, mindset, where, oh, I'm going to take things slow today. I'm not going to dash around. And maybe because you did take things slowly, you didn't get yourself all together for what it was that you had to get yourself together for on Monday morning. I don't know. Does that apply to you? It might apply to me today. I don't know. That is what I do know. But, I don't know much. But We're going to do it together today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Give us a call. I'd love to hear about how your holiday weekend went. How did God show up in the midst of your weekend? Did you do anything special that way? Did you do anything to nurture and nourish your life of prayer, your relationship with our Lord? What was that like for you this weekend? Let us know here. Maybe you did something out of the ordinary, out of the usual. It was a big, you know, if you think about it, you know, contextually, in the time of the week, you know, Friday was good for was First Friday, and Saturday was Holy Saturday. So maybe you started this whole month of September and your weekend off by going to Mass on First Friday and then going to Mass again on First Saturday. And maybe because of that sacrifice, especially on a holiday weekend where people oftentimes go out of town and they're traveling, you know, sometimes when we observe those spiritual practices and it costs us a little bit, that's a really good thing, you know, because there's sacrifice involved with that. So maybe you've experienced the benefit of that sacrifice. That's kind of what I was praying to the Lord about this morning, chit-chatting with him about. You know, I've been researching one of Mary's principal virtues as listed by St. Louis de Montfort. And if you've been watching the Journeys with Jesus, I think I mentioned this to you last week, you'll notice that we've been going through them and we've covered Mary's profound humility. I mean, we've not covered it. We've discussed it. You could never cover her profound humility, gracious sakes. It's the very humility of God that takes up residence with her and within her. So, you know, there's an infinitude of grace there. But anyway, aside from that, we've talked about Mary's profound humility. We've talked about her lively faith, and we've been talking about her universal mortification, mortifying ourselves. Gracious sakes, what does that mean? So I've been doing a lot of research on that. And, you know, that's what I was talking to the Lord about this morning. So all of that being said, you know, how good are you at that? You know, so I mean, you know, going to First Friday Mass, going to First Saturday Mass on a holiday weekend would require a type of mortification, a sacrifice of self for a greater good, the ultimate good, right? The ultimate good. What is that? Entering into the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ and also making up, you know, for the sins committed against His most sacred heart and our Blessed Mother's most immaculate heart. Consoling, right? Consoling the Lord. We don't think about that. Consoling the Lord. And, you know, I sometimes think about that in reference to the fact that, you know, those the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, the passion, is caught up in the eternal moment. That's why we can perpetuate it in Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's an ongoing reality in the heavenlies. You know, He's not dying on Calvary again, but the sacrificial offering is an ongoing thing. It's a mystery. Can't exhaust it. Can never quite comprehend it. But all of that being said, we can enter into that moment. And when we talk about consoling the heart of Jesus, it's something that we are doing that can be made present, you know, even at the moment that He was being sacrificed, because God is outside of time and space. These are big concepts to meditate upon and to contemplate in our time of prayer and figuring out how can we enter into all of that. Wow, what a big thing to discuss with God in your time of prayer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to hearing from you. Light up my life. Light up this board. Let's get to it. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Looking forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us. We have Michael McCall taking our calls today. So when you call in, be sure to say hello to him and greet him lovingly. He'll treat you really well, I know. He'll get your question or comment up on the board. We'll be able to talk about it. Also, available for you out there. Oh, excuse me, I made a mistake. Michael McCall is on social media today. There you go. He's on social media today. So we invite you to leave your question or comment for Michael McCall at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Matthew Gubensky is receiving the calls today. So there you go. So be sure to say howdy hey to Matthew Gubensky when you call in, and treat him very nice. He'll treat you nice back. And he'll get your question up on the board for me. Rich Jesse is in for Jeff Burson today. I think I've got it all straight now. And we're happy always to have Rich with us. We invite you to join us too. Again, that number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to being with you. Have a couple of things I wanted to share with you about Women of Grace. We've got all kinds of stuff going up, you know, it's happening very soon. We have a book study that's going to begin September the 18th. It is number one in our slideshow. You're going to see it as soon as you get up there to our website. It is going to be Fire Within, a beautiful, beautiful book. I consider it a classic at this point in time, written by Father Thomas Dubay of Happy Memory. Some of you that have been watching EWTN television for a number of years will recall that he did various 13-week series on EWTN for many, many years, all of them good, one better than the other, but they're all fantastic. Father Thomas Dubay had great depth of knowledge about the spirituality of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, and he takes that knowledge and he puts it into this book, Fire Within. It is a fantastic book. It's a book that you really do want to you really do want to appropriate it. You want to appropriate it intellectually, but you also want to appropriate it spiritually. For that reason, we're going to go through it rather slowly. We're going to do it over the course of 13 weeks. Sue Brinkman, who leads our book studies, Third Order Carmelite, will be able to take us through this great work by Father Thomas Dubay with an expertise based on her own knowledge of Carmelite spirituality and you know, her own life of prayer with regard to Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. Sue also herself has led seminars, discussion groups, and taught classes on Carmelite spirituality. So you're going to be able to get a real breadth from this book study that you might not be able to get on your own. And when we're doing these kinds of books, it's always good because there's opportunity for a lot of discussion, and that opens us up to other kinds of perspectives on what it is that we're reading that enhances that whole experience. So I wanted to make you aware of that. At the end of the month, we are going to have, for the first time, something very unique for Women of Grace. It's going to take place on Saturday, September the 30th. It is going to be our 20th anniversary Wagathon, and we are inviting you to join us for this Wagathon and celebration. And it is September 30th. It's going to take place in the afternoon. Eastern times is what I'm giving you, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time is what's going to take place. And it's going to be really fun. We're going to hear from all kinds of different people. We're going to hear some congratulations to Women of Grace for 20 years of ministry to women. And we're going to have some little blurbs in there. In addition to that, we're going to have some special kinds of guests that are going to be with us live, one of whom will be my husband, Jack Williams. We're going to have some special little interviews that we're cutting specifically for this event. It's going to be really, really quite delightful. We want you to join us for this. All of the information is there at our website, womenofgrace.com. You can find out how it is that you can join us. It's completely free. We just want you to come. Maybe you'll want to make a donation. That would be lovely. But it's all there for you at our website. Again, that is womenofgrace.com. And that's where you sign up for the book study as well. So we've got those two things coming up, certainly do. And I was telling you that we have our Morning of Grace beginning. There is a Morning of Grace that's going to take place, not beginning, September the 12th. Information for that at the website, as well as our Evening of Grace on September the 14th. We give you that information, and these are just a great deal of fun. These are two online events. We've got online studies starting, all kinds of good things for you to see coming up at Women of Grace, where we love to be present to you, and we love for you to be present to us. So please do take a look at everything that's going on out there. there. In the meantime, looking forward to hearing from you right here on Women of Grace Live, brought to you by so many wonderful affiliates, as well as many other platforms. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way you can join us today. We've got Nicole with us. Nicole is in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm glad you're with us all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, and I have some spectacular news.
Good.
To share with you. Remember that on Friday, this young woman called giving us the bad news that as her doctor saw, she wasn't able to get pregnant or would have a difficult time
getting pregnant.
Susie, yes. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, it's too late to call because the program's almost over. So in the meantime, over the weekend, I heard Father Looney talking about this particular shrine that I'm speaking about right now, and it's called Our Lady of La Leche in St. Augustine.
Yes.
She's the first Marian apparition.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, according to Father Looney and according to experiences I've had with cousins who have had a hard time getting pregnant, we have directed them to go to the Our Lady of La Leche website and read beautiful prayer entreating our Blessed Mother to grant them the opportunity to have it, to get pregnant. And so this statue is a little shrine, and Father Looney has visited quite often during the year. And before he goes out there, he lets it be known to his public that he would like to receive any petitions for mothers, especially that would like to become mothers or young women that are married and would like to have a family, that he will present their petitions before the statue there at this beautiful shrine there in St. Augustine. So for that reason, and of course he brought up a very interesting detail as well, which I knew about, so I'm glad he did bring it up, and that is that there is in Bethlehem the milk grotto, and tradition says that Mary and Joseph stopped before their departure or flight into Egypt. And so this grotto is a place that is also visited by many women who would like to get pregnant. And the tradition says that at the moment when she was nursing the baby, Jesus, baby Jesus, a drop of her milk fell on the ground inside this grotto, and that the pink stone that actually was used in building this grotto, it turned to a sparkling white.
Mm.
So that this particular grotto, milk grotto, is visited by many, many tourists, women especially, from the United States, from Europe, because they've heard about the wonderful miracles that have taken place after visiting this grotto and praying to the statue that is also there. So I just thought I'd pass on to you this information about Our Lady of La Leche in the event that you might receive another call from a distraught a woman married that wishes to have a family, and hopefully they will go online. They have a website, and the prayer card can be ordered from the gift shop. Or there is a card that you can read online and maybe print it out, whatever. But I just thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, Nicole, I want to thank you so very, very much for sharing with us about the Shrine of Our Lady of La Leche that is there in St. Augustine, Florida. It's a beautiful shrine. And when we go before that statue and we ask Our Lady for her intercession, and that's what we're doing when we visit holy grounds. We're asking for Our Blessed Lady's intercession, or we're asking for the intercession of the saint, right? Beautiful, beautiful teaching of the church regarding the community of saints and the efficacy of asking the saints for their prayer. So, if you want more information about intercessory prayer through the saints and through Our Blessed Mother, certainly the Catechism of the Catholic Church contains a lot of information. St. Augustine is a beautiful, beautiful little town. It was the first settled area in the United States of America. The fort is still there, well worth looking at. The first mass on the grounds of what is now the United States of America was celebrated there in St. Augustine, Florida. So not only is it ripe with national history, but it's ripe with church history, especially with regards to the Americas. So we invite you to go out there to the website, find out about it. And you're absolutely right, Nicole. There have been numbers and numbers of children conceived after women have gone to the shrine of Our Lady of La Leche with the intention of asking Our Mother for her prayerful intercession that they might conceive. Or women that are having trouble, you know, with lactating or any of these other kinds of things that surround, conceiving a child, birthing a child, and nurturing a child. So it's a beautiful, beautiful place. The chapel is historic. The National Shrine Church is beautiful there. They've really enhanced the grounds and properties. I haven't been there for a long time, but I have a friend who goes there very frequently. And as a matter of fact, one of our staff now lives in St. Augustine. And I know that the grounds just are very beautiful. You can go to confession there. There's a pilgrim mass available there. There's exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. So there's all kinds of things for you to do. It's open from dawn to dusk. They are grounds for prayer and reflection. It would be a beautiful pilgrimage to make there. You wouldn't be unhappy about it. And again, just right in that area, there's a lot of history. So it can be quite a lovely destination to go to for your prayer intentions and also for, just the value of being in such a lovely, lovely location, a lovely spot, just filled with history, important to the U.S., but also important, to the life of faith in the United States. You can light a candle there, you can even do that kind of a thing, right online. If you cannot travel there, but of course there is something to be said for making that pilgrimage if you possibly can. So that's an excellent suggestion, and I can only hope, Nicole, that Susie is listening today. I did ask all of you to pray for her. She was quite distraught. She had just come from the doctors when she called us last week, and I remembered, and if you are listening, Nicole, I want to let you know that I did remember you in my rosaries. I did take you in my heart to Mass and the reception of Holy Communion. So, and I'm still praying. So we're going to all continue to pray for you, honey. But here is a beautiful, I think, absolutely beautiful opportunity for you, brought to you by Nicole, who also was listening and cares about you very deeply. So there you have it. And just recommend this, friends. You can really be a source of great consolation and comfort by mentioning about this shrine to anyone who is experiencing similar difficulties or trials. So, Nicole, I want to thank you for being such a good spiritual sister to Nicole and to everybody else that's listening today. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn is in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Speaking of shrines, oh gracious, there's a beautiful shrine right there in Doylestown, Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is where we had our very first Women of Grace event all the way back in 2003. So it's a very dear place to me, and also a charming town. How are you, Evelyn?
I'm wonderful. And that's exactly what I would like to share with you.
Good.
On Friday, we had a healing mass. Every first Friday, we have a healing mass. So I'm part of the charismatic prayer group there, the upper room. And so we did that. But this weekend, always Labor Day weekend, and the following weekend is the Polish American Festival. So I've been volunteering at the shrine since, 57, since I was like 4 years old. So a long time.
Wow, and beautiful.
And it was what was wonderful about this weekend, and what I heard you mention early on is that, what did you do this weekend? And so when I volunteer at the shrine, I'm representing Rachel's Vineyard, because we have a retreat site there that Father Tad Leszczynczyk, the provincial, brought many years ago. And so I was there with a booth about Rachel's Vineyard. So just planting seeds, they would walk by, and folks would walk by and think, oh, you're a vineyard, where's the bottles of wine, and so on and on. So we actually had to, once someone starts asking, about, so what is this about, and when you share, and you could see, the woundedness and their expression sometimes, and it was an amazing opportunity for us to to be out in public, you know, because sometimes you can advertise and so on, but no one will really know, like, what is this retreat about? And what I was actually saying to everyone is not just about abortion, but it was about healing any traumatic pregnancy loss. There were folks mm-hmm. I was talking to that had situations of a very traumatic miscarriage, or nowadays we actually have folks coming because of IVF, in vitro fertilization, and how many little, you know, beings, you know, human beings were created and then tossed aside, or something happened where, you know, they, you know, it just, you know, the circumstances of that kind of procedure. So the folks are coming to understand that, oh my goodness, I really wanted a child. I tried my best and thought that was the answer. And then to come to realize that, oh my goodness, what have I done?
Yes.
You know, just to have one child. And actually when they come to the retreat, they honor the babies, you know, with names.
Yes.
And so we have folks that are honoring like 12 children that they've counted.
Goodness.
Yeah. So it's so incredibly healing. Like people think, oh, it's just for abortion, Rachel's Vineyard, but it's really not. It's healing that wound, that very, very, very deep wound.
Yeah. The work of Rachel's Vineyard is exceptional and absolutely necessary. And as you're sharing with us, Evelyn, I'm aware of the fact that some people probably are putting it together if they didn't know what Rachel's Vineyard was about. But I'm going to ask you to hold because you can hear the music. We're going to go to a break and more to talk about with regard to this topic. And Suzanne is with us too. So it's interesting because her question really, really follows on the heels of yours. So I'm going to ask both of you to hold and we're going to come back to you right after the break. We're inviting you to give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you. We are looking forward to hearing from you. As I say, get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. Check out all of our resources. Coming right back following the break, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page too. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Certainly am. Looking forward to hearing from you. We've got a toll-free number for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live. Additionally, you can leave a message for us in the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. It's there for that reason. We will retrieve your question or comment and get it up on the board and we can address it. We have Rich Jesse in for Jeff Burson today in studio producing the show. We have Michael McCall out there on social media collecting your questions and comments at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. And we have Matthew Gubinski out there answering the phones today if you call us at 833-288-EWTN. You can also reach us outside of North America by using this number, country code 1-205-271-2985, the one, the only, Matthew Gubinski, will answer your call and get you up on the board. I was telling you about a few things coming up at Women of Grace, and we're inviting you to get out to our website, as always, womenofgrace.com. We'll let you know what's coming up. I was inviting you to our Wagathon on September 30th. I was inviting you to our Morning of Grace on September 12th and our Evening of Grace September 14th, both online. Inviting you to our online book study with Sue Brinkman on The Fire Within. But I do want to let you know too that I am going to be in person with Hope and Purpose Ministries at Divine Mercy Catholic Church in Kenner, Louisiana on October the 14th for a beautiful day. Revive Us Again is the theme. It is a charismatic Eucharistic regional conference. Woohoo! It is going to be fantastic. If you've never heard Deacon Larry speak, if you've never heard Andy Oney speak, you're going to want to come and hear them speak because they are fantastic. I'll have a few words to say too. We've got Terry Flynn, I Believe on Music. We also have our wonderful priest is going to be with us for that event too. And we know that you are going to be abundantly blessed the whole way through. So I'm inviting you to join us there in Kenner, Louisiana, at Divine Mercy Catholic Church on October the 14th. And Father, here, I'll give you the whole rundown. There's going to be me. There's going to be Father William Mumphrey. There's going to be Andy Oney, Deacon Larry Oney, Terry Quinn. Music with John Finch. Got that backwards a little bit, but there you have the correct information. Again, it starts at 8 in the morning and it ends at 3 in the afternoon. A light lunch is included with your registration fee. You can register at our website. So I'm really encouraging you to join us there in Kenner. Looking forward to it. Eager to get back to our phone lines now because Evelyn is in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and she was telling us about Rachel's Vineyard, which is a retreat for post-abortive individuals or anyone who has lost a child through a traumatic kind of situation. It's also for, when we say post-abortive, it's not just for the women. It's for those who have engaged through you know, a medical position, anyone who's engaged in an abortion, anyone who's been an accomplice to an abortion, such as parents taking their daughter for an abortion or boyfriends taking their girlfriends for an abortion. It's for anyone that needs this healing, and it's a profound healing that takes place through Rachel's Vineyard. Evelyn was sharing with us too about how many individuals who have lost children because of IVF. These beautiful little human persons in the embryonic stage that are discarded. And you know, Evelyn, I was thinking about the number of women who have used birth control pills. The secondary way in which a birth control pill functions, if it doesn't cause a lack of ovulation, is to create an environment where a fertilized egg cannot implant. So here we have this little nascent being, this little itty bitty being, you know, who is coming through the woman's body and cannot implant. And so it is a type of, we would say, spontaneous abortion. How many women, Catholic women, have been on abortifacients? You can only begin to wonder how many of those children were lost while those women were at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. You think about these things and gracious sakes, right? Gracious sakes, what happens? You know, it's mind-boggling. So the work at Rachel's Vineyard is very, very important for this day and time. And I just want to say one last word on this, and that is that, you know, we talk about these things. We know they're hard to hear. We have empathy for women who have gone through these processes. We have empathy for women who have chosen abortion. We care about them. And that's why it is that we talk about them. Because if you don't talk about this whole business, then there's no way of discussing the fact that healing is available. So it becomes a very silent kind of a grief that cannot be expressed or remedied. But our God's compassion and love for his people is infinite. And so God's mercy is greater than any sin. And his mercy can heal every wound. Doesn't mean that remorse doesn't last for a lifetime. But that pain of remorse is part of the mortification process, part of the reparation, the reparatory process, when known how to channel it in that direction. And Rachel's Vineyard can give you the tools to do all of that. So what do you think, Evelyn?
Oh, amen to all of that. I was about to say that this is for everyone who's been touched by abortion. And
right.
you wouldn't, it's so it, on the surface, if you have someone who previously worked in the abortion industry attends a retreat, because, well, you know, those women are probably post-abortive anyway. But if, let's say you have a doctor who has left, is now pro-life, comes and wants to heal from all of the little ones that have been lost at his or her hands.
Yes.
And the when they're in the room with these other women, you would think that they might want to hate this person, you know. But in by God's providence, by God's grace, everyone ends up just embracing that individual by the end
That's right.
of the weekend. Maybe not in the beginning.
Yeah.
They're a little like, oh, you know, what is going on here? And about a year ago, we had a Muslim woman attend, and mm-hmm. and I wanted to be sure that I wasn't going to you know, offend her in any way of her belief system, but
yes.
but she
yes.
found her way of finding, like if we talked about Jesus, she didn't participate, but she did embrace the rest of the retreat. So everyone takes away what they need from that weekend and with God. You know? But one thing too I wanted to say is the spiritual attacks that we have. This is spiritual warfare that we're involved with. The when these women and men finish the retreat, I have seen amazing and heard amazing stories of how they've returned to their faith, you know, whether it's Catholic, Protestant, everyone's invited. But to hear how on fire they are for with their relationship with God is incredible. So we always are grateful for prayers because our team gets attacked. Sue Brinkman, I love your program on Wednesdays. I learn more and more and more. I've had to reach out to her specifically about voodoo. In my intake, I will ask, have you played around with an Ouija board or done palm reading, any sort of new age practice at any point in time, no matter how old you are. And I will then maybe send them to the Unbound Ministry first. So that they can clear up any stuff before they attend.
Well, you know, it's interesting. That's right, because when we have an understanding about spiritual warfare, there are compromising spirits. These spirits pull powers together, and so sometimes you can't receive the healing because there's an interference from a demonic presence that's coming from something else in your life, but how wonderful it is that we have our Catholic faith, because it gives us the means and the resources that we need to be freed up from all of this. So it's a great work that you're about, Evelyn, and I thank you for calling and continue to listen and keep us informed about your doings there. And we just want to open up that possibility for all of you listening. Rachel's Vineyards take place all over the country and out of the country. So they're easily accessible. Go out there put Rachel's Vineyard into your search engine, and you can find a Rachel's Vineyard that's going on near you. I'm quite confident of it. Evelyn, thank you so very much. I'm going to go to Suzanne after I go to Jose. Jose has tried to get in on the last two shows, and the poor man is called late in the day, and we've not been able to take him. So I'm going to get him in, and then we're going off to Suzanne. Hey, Jose, there in Nebraska, how are you?
Oh, awesome. How are you today?
Well, and I'm glad we finally got you on here, Jose.
Absolutely. I guess what I wanted to say is I was listening to one of your programs, and I listened over where you were a teacher at one time. You had a junior in your class that possibly couldn't read because got pushed through the system. Well, I was one of those children, and I did too get pushed through the system. I didn't. It was really hard for me to. It wasn't that I didn't know the subject. I was shy. I had anxiety. I couldn't speak out for myself. And my parents were just did the best they could. I want to thank you for not giving up on that young man, because I can tell you today, just from looking on the other side now, that there was one teacher that actually believed in me and helped me through the system, and I'm very thankful for that. But you did the best you could for that young man, and I know he probably appreciates you today.
Oh, Jose, I want to thank you so very, very much. We don't understand how teachers impact the lives of their children, and they can impact the students that are entrusted to them in positive ways, and they can impact them in very negative ways. And that was something I was very aware of when I taught school. I did always appreciate the responsibility that was mine for each one of them. And this young guy, as I had shared, was a senior. And he had failed the two classes that I was teaching, American Literature. I had him in American Lit, but he probably didn't fare well in composition either, because he couldn't read. So if you can't read, you can't really write, can you? So poor young man, got to that point. But I am so happy that you had a teacher that stood there with you and encouraged you and, helped you, affirmed you in your efforts. And how wonderful that your parents did everything that they could do for you too. And you're the happy recipient of that. And I'm grateful to God for that. And thank you for your encouragement to me personally, but for all of those teachers that are listening today, who have walked, beside a student who was struggling and didn't give up on that student and didn't take the easy way out, but tried to plot a new course for that student to be able to achieve all that he or she could achieve.
Well, that was awesome of you to do that, Joe. Absolutely. So I appreciate you for what you did for that young man, and God bless you.
Oh, well, thank you, Jose. I appreciate that. And we just ask God, you know, to stand in the gap. When I was a parent and, you know, I saw that, you know, I just wasn't striving so hard, but not always meeting the need that my child needed at that moment because I didn't know how to do it. I always asked the Lord to stand in the gap between what my child needed. This is my biological children and what I could give to them. And oftentimes teachers in classrooms are faced with the same kind of a thing. We need to rely on our Lord to stand in the gap between what we can give and what they need, but also for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to help to inspire us to know what it is that they need and to inspire us with ways in which we can meet that need. And it's not always by giving into the student. It's not always by just making them feel good. Sometimes it's by calling them to a higher good, to a higher reality, to an ideal. Sometimes it's calling them to be more Christ-like. You know, we tend to capitulate today. We don't realize that we're also, as teachers, called to form character. And that character is to be formed according to the mind and the heart of God. So, Jose, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank you for something that I know probably helped you get through school, and that is your stick-to-itiveness. You stuck with us and kept calling. That persistence to a good end will always take us where we need to go. That is virtue, and virtue builds character. So thank you, Jose. You give us good witness today and good instruction by your very deed. Appreciate it so much. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne is a first-time caller, and I'm ringing my bell for her. She is in Abilene, Texas, listening to us via Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning. I wanted to follow up. There was a woman who called in and mentioned Our Lady of La Leche for the young woman who called, I believe, Friday.
Yes.
That had received the devastating news. I heard that show. And I want to say I've been a long time listener, and I have gotten so much from your program. And but I don't want to discount prayer either. Prayer
no,
is very
of course
powerful,
not.
And we are blessed with actually many, many saints who can help a family that is trying to have, a couple that is trying to create a family. But I also wanted to throw out there, because I think this is one of the most undiscussed and most undiscovered truth and jewel of our beautiful Catholic faith, and that's natural family planning.
Woohoo!
And I know of women, not necessarily Catholic, but women who learned about natural family planning who were on the verge of doing fertility treatments, which is a sin, I believe, according to the church. I believe it is. And they were able to successfully get pregnant using natural family planning as they came to learn about their bodies. And I don't know if this would help that young woman who called in. She may have had obstructions that cannot be solved in this means. But I really think that more churches should be very upfront, public. We're having a class. Everybody come and learn about this and not just save it for a little weekend for pre-Cana once a year at the diocese office. We need to widely be promoting it.
Well, Suzanne,
so that's what I wanted to throw out there.
Well, I'm so glad you did, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your kind comments about the show. May God be praised for that. But may he be praised also for Dr. Thomas Hilgers, who is the man who developed NAPRO technology, which is a means by which women cooperate with their natural fertility cycle to know when that's happening. To help to achieve a pregnancy, or if there is serious reason to postpone a pregnancy. And I underline that because NAPRO technology is not to be used for contraception, you know, in the same sense as contraception. Well, we want to buy a boat, so we don't want any more children. It's not for that.
Right.
But when there are good reasons why it would be prudent to postpone a pregnancy, NAPRO technology can help to achieve that as well. And it's fully in harmony with the Catholic Church, because here we're not interrupting, through some kind of barrier method, nor through some kind of birth control. We're not interrupting the natural reality of the conjugal act. But here we are abstaining, which is sacrificial. You know, we were talking about mortification. Yeah. It's a sacrifice to abstain during that period of time, because the body's natural urge is greatest then. And so, you know, this is the whole way around. This is holy action if approached in a positive way. Plus, it as you say, you know, there's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of babies that have been born, probably hundreds of thousands of babies that have been born as a result of NAPRO technology. So I'm so grateful you called in to share this.
Well, I think this is one of the undiscovered jewels of our faith. Mm-hmm. And for those of us that know about it and understand it, we need to be talking about it.
That's right.
As a country, we're very nervous to talk about our sexual nature, but God made us that way. It's beautiful. It's to be treasured, but it also does need to be openly discussed that this is a gift for married people.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm so tired of people saying, what do we do about the unwanted pregnancy rate? Well, why don't we teach abstinence? You know,
Suzanne,
you're
so right.
and
you know, I want to counter your statement a little bit. As a country, we're not at all embarrassed to talk about sexual activity. You know, as a church,
but
we are.
But we're not willing to discuss responsibility.
Well, that's the part. And there you are, 100% right. And our church, you know, our church, we cannot permit ourselves to capitulate to the culture. Our church has a jewel. It is a gem. It's a diamond. It's a diamond in our midst. So, you know, this hesitancy and reluctance to get involved in this aspect of matrimony is foolhardy on the part of the church. And I couldn't agree with you more. Every parish should have somebody there that is trained in NFP, and it should be offered on a rotating basis. Like, there should always be one ends, and then there should be another opportunity to learn about it. So,
I personally think that it would be very helpful for young girls to learn about this. About the time they're getting their period.
Absolutely.
So that they can actually learn to expect when they're going to have a period, instead of, like happened to me, probably to every woman, I'm wearing a yellow dress at school and suddenly I have a red spot on the back and I'm mortified.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to get off.
We can all tell those stories, Suzanne. But you know what? Yes. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift to the church. And, you know, we would all do well to try to encourage our parishes to do something about it. And if there's nobody there trained, go out and get trained yourself and offer it in your parish. So thanks,
absolutely.
Suzanne. Thank you so very, very
Thank
much.
You.
You're welcome. I want to try to get to Reg calling us from Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe, because he's got something to say that I think is important, and he's going to close out our show. Go ahead, Reg.
Hello, Jeanette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm calling to talk about Project Joseph. I heard you talking about Rachel's Vineyard earlier in your program, and Rachel's Vineyard is a wonderful thing. I have an abortion in my past back in 1976, and I can't tell you how much attending Rachel's Vineyard helped me deal with facing what I had done and how my child was a person and not just a thing that happened in my past.
Yes.
We decided after we had that the men who go to Rachel's Vineyard, they receive healing, but it doesn't focus on the specifically male problem that come from this. So we devised Project Joseph 10 years ago.
Wonderful.
In the Dallas Diocese. And we just had our Project Joseph retreat, not this weekend, but the weekend before. and it was wonderful. There are men who suffer because of the loss and how it hurts them.
So, Reg, I'm going to interrupt you here because we're into the last minute here, and I don't want to go without you giving us, how can men find out about Project Joseph?
Okay, they can call 469-720-2273 or go to projectjosephdallas.org.
Very good. Thank you. I wanted to get that out there because that's important. So look it up, gentlemen, projectjosephdallas.org. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Reg, thanks. I'd love to talk about this more with you. So give us a call back tomorrow and we can continue the discussion. Thank you so very much, everybody, for being with us today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you now. Bye-bye.